Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting second. The shortstop, Felix Firmin. Batting third. The DH, Deion James. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete O'Brien. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Brad Kaminsk. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Albert Bell. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Davis. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Pettis. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The DH, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Gary Ward. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Rick Shue. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Dave Bergman. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mike Brumley. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jeff Robinson. And now, play ball. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Firmin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Deion James is at the plate with a count of 3-0. James takes first base on ball four. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Pettis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Pettis takes first base on ball four. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pettis moves to third. Trammell moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Pettis scores. Trammell moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Firmin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Trammell scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Tigers. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Shue hits a fly ball into center field. Kaminsk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 1-0. O'Brien hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brad Kaminsk is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Kaminsk strikes out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams, batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Williams takes first base on ball four. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bergman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson, batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Allenson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pettis. Allenson reaches second base with a double. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown strikes out. One out. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Furman is 0 for 1 in the game. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Deion James is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. James is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, James hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allenson scores. James moves to second. It's Indians, 2, Tigers, 2. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Brumley hits a line drive into center field. Kaminsk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Pettis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. O'Brien is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brad Kaminsk is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Kaminsk is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaminsk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kaminsk, who is chasing the ball. Ward reaches third base with a triple. Rickshaw, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Shu is 0 for 1 in the game. Shu hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ward scores. One out. It's 3-2, Tigers. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heath. The throw from Allinson and he is safe. Heath steals second. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Williams takes first base on ball 4. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bergman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bergman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heath scores. Williams moves to third. It's 4-2, Tigers. Rich Yet now pitching. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brumley is 0 for 1 in the game. Brumley hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Williams scores. Bergman moves to second. It's 5-2, Tigers. Gary Pettis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Pettis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pettis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bergman scores. Brumley moves to third. It's 6-2, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a fly ball for an out. Brumley scores. 2 outs. It's 7-2, Tigers. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There goes Trammell. The throw from Allinson and he is safe. Trammell steals second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kaminsk who is chasing the ball. Lemon reaches third base with a triple. Trammell scores. It's 8-2, Tigers. Ed Wojana now pitching. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andy Allinson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Allinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Allinson hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Furman is 0 for 2 in the game. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Shue is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Shue strikes out. 1 out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a line drive into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Deion James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. James hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bergman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. O'Brien takes first base on ball 4. James moves to second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. James moves to third. Two outs. Brad Kaminsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kaminsk is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaminsk hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Bergman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bergman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bergman takes first base on ball 4. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brumley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brumley hits a line drive into center field. Kaminsk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pettis is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Pettis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell strikes out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Allenson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Allenson takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Furman is 0 for 3 in the game. Furman hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Trammell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lemon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Rob Ritchie pinch hits for Gary Ward. Rob Ritchie batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ritchie takes first base on ball 4. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Shue is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Shue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ritchie moves to third. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Heath is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Heath strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chet Lemon now playing right field. Jeff Robinson now pitching. Deion James is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. James is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. he's got one RBI. James hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Lemon. James reaches second base with a double. Joe Carter, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. James moves to third. One out. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. O'Brien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. O'Brien hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pettis. O'Brien reaches second base with a double. James scores. It's 8-3, Tigers. Frank Williams now pitching. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 3 in the game. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Brad Kaminsk, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kaminsk is 0 for 3 in the game. Kaminsk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brumley fields it and throws to second for the out. O'Brien moves to third. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kaminsk moves to second. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brumley fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Brumley. O'Brien scores. Kaminsk moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-4, Tigers. Mike Young pinch hits for Andy Allenson. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Joel Skinner now catching. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Steve Olin now pitching. Dave Bergman, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bergman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bergman takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brumley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brumley hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pettis is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Pettis hits a ball on the ground. Bell throws the ball into Jacoby, who tags Pettis trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Williams scores. Bergman goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's 10-4, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Trammell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Trammell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Henman now pitching. Scott Lusarder now playing center field. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brown is 0 for 4 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brumley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Clark pinch hits for Felix Fermin. Dave Clark, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman scoops it up and throws to first, with Henman covering, for the out. Two outs. Deion James is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. James is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. James hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Carter is 0-for-4 in the game. Carter is hit by the pitch. James moves to second. Tommy Hinzo pinch runs for Joe Carter. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. O'Brien hits a fly ball into center field. Lusardi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.